Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think of this one, Hugh? Come on, sing it.
Sound like a whole lot of begging.
You hitting that chorus or what?
No, I'm listening to you talking about I do everything for you. It's a lot of begging.
You're being critical of the song or,
yes.
Or the message?
No, I mean, I know this is our guy, ESP, and I know he loves his music. I'm just like, why?
Some people are nice to women
like
and they sing about it.
This is like the slow jam you used to dance to back in the day,
sure,
ESP?
Sure. Let's bring him on right now. Elliot Shore Parks, as we play him in here. The Elliot Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
I mean, here's the thing, Hugh. When you're not an NFL player, sometimes you got to bet.
Wait a minute. Hold up, dog. I wasn't always an NFL player. I did. You know what I mean?
You weren't always. We never were. There's a difference.
Sorry,
yeah,
partner.
I will say, though, of all those songs you guys have played for me coming back, I don't know that one. That one,
really?
I don't know. So I'll have to. Yeah, what is that one?
I mean, I knew that one.
Wow. Well, who is it? Let's end the suspense.
Who do you think it is, Elliot?
It's your crew. It's the Backstreet Boys.
Really? It's Backstreet Boys?
This must have been when they were real young.
Wow, it's Backstreet Boys? Wow, this is I guess, the mixtape Backstreet
Anywhere
Boys.
For You is the song? Anywhere
we're
For You?
We're just a fraud Backstreet Boys fan. I mean,
I was Team NSYNC back in the day. I was Team NSYNC, so that would explain it.
That does explain it,
That's a disgrace.
Anywhere For You.
Boys.
Yeah, Anywhere For You is the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's your group, though, ain't it, Elliot?
No, he's in sync. There was the others.
Oh, well, I was wrong there because I was thinking, I was screwed up. But I guess I got it right, even though I was.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm curious. Spike is Team Backstreet Boys. We'll have to see if he knows that one.
We will. We'll ask him. I was Team Backstreet Boys, too. All right, Elliot, what team are you on? Run the ball, yes or no?
Yeah, I think it is. I think they're going to have to be a team that, look, I think – they can win passing the ball still. I still think they have enough talent there. But I think right now, with what they're trying to do with Jalen and what they need to do to win games, yeah, I think that they're a better running team right now. The biggest problem with this team through 4 weeks prior to the bye was Jalen was turning the ball over too much. And if for a few games they have to run it more, you know, maybe, you know, make the offense like a little less pass heavy, and he can be better at taking care of the ball and through the season – you start throwing it more, then yeah, I think that's a fine outcome. So I think running the ball is okay.
All right, Elliot, let's go through the potential pitfalls of becoming more of a running team, like actually doing it week in, week out. So three come to mind for me. One, eventually teams are going to try to take it away, right? Like devote real resource taking it away, and then you have to throw. That's one. Two is you have some highly priced receivers with some, you know, probably healthy egos that want to be part of the game. Last week, DeVonta Smith basically wasn't part of it. And then three, Elliot, I wonder if this is what the organization wants. Right? I remember those stories back in the day when Doug and the Eagles went to Green Bay and won a game running the football. And, you know, from the stories, it was like the owner maybe wasn't happy even though they won the game. Of those three things, what do you think might stand in the way of this being the philosophy?
So, look, most years I would agree with you on what you just said, and all of our years talking to Eagles, that has been true. But this is the first year they've gone out and handed $30 million to a running back. So organizationally, I think they are fine with Saquon touching the ball as much as possible, because when Howie and the organization gave Saquon that contract, there was a lot of talk of, should you pay a running back that much? Is this a good use of resources? I don't think anything would make this organization happier than Saquon Barkley winning Offensive Player of the Year and proven to be worth the money. So I don't think there's that same organizational push, in my opinion, to like make sure that you're passing the ball. So I think that they're okay with it. Now, to your point about them taking away the running game, that is a concern. But at the same time, they should have a great running game where teams aren't able to take it away. They have great offensive linemen. They have an athletic center that allows them to run plays to the edges. And they have who might be the best running back in the NFL. So I don't think that they can just sit there and go, well, the other team's, you know, stacking the box, we can't run it. I still think they can be able to run the ball in those settings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. All right, let's talk about the defense, which has had back-to-back games without allowing a touchdown for the first time since 2017. Elliot, I'll make this a very simple question. Is this real? Are what we're watching with this defense real, or do you give a lot of what's gone on to the fact they've played, you know, two of the worst quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, I can't go there with saying it's real. Now, I do believe they're a better defense than last year, and that is a step in the right direction. And I think they are pretty close to being a defense that the Eagles could win a championship with. Because I think if the offense plays to their potential, you don't need a defense that's holding a team to 15 or 16 points. But the concern I would have with the defense right now is I need to see the pass rush be there against a better offensive line and a better quarterback. Obviously, Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones, not good quarterbacks. Maybe two of the worst five quarterbacks in the league. But also, the Giants had a banged-up offensive line. The Cleveland Browns offensive line isn't that good. So they've also taken advantage of offensive lines that are not good. Now, when they play the Bengals this week, the Bengals have a better offensive line. They don't have an outstanding offensive line, but they have a great quarterback. So if the pass rush can be an impact this week, then I'll believe a little bit more. But I still have my concerns about the pass rush.
All right, you mentioned this week. What do you think about this matchup? It feels like a challenging one on paper. The Bengals haven't had a great start to their season, but they've won two in a row, and they're not losing because of Joe Burrow. He's been outrageously good so far this season. What do you think about this game, Eagles in Cincinnati Sunday?
Yeah, so I think this is an acceptable loss for the Eagles. I don't think they have to go there and win the game, but what they have to do is go there and compete. If you go there, if you're the Eagles and you lose 30-27 or you lose a close game and the offense plays well, but you know what, on that day Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are just better, I think that's a fine outcome. They've given themselves a little bit of breathing room by winning the last two and winning four of their first six games. But I think this weekend is about just seeing, you know, like, can you compete with this team? Can you go to Cincinnati and play a good game against a really good quarterback and show that these last 2 weeks, the steps forward they take, the steps they've taken forward are not just because of the opponent?
No.
So you don't like the moral victory stance?
No.
Why not?
Come on, ESP. Listen, we got to have a regular victory.
We got two of those.
Man, listen,
they can lose this game.
No, they can't. This, the momentum is in our favor. They got to go to Cincinnati and win this game, man. This game is so different than it was last week.
I kind of side with Elliot on this one. It makes sense. They got to win one of the next two, and they have a nice.
No, they have to. They
nice
have
parachute
to win the next
with
two.
Jacksonville. Not today, really.
Yes,
they need to.
They need.
No, they need to beat the Cowboys. They need to beat the Commanders.
They need to keep this momentum going, man.
So I think they can keep the momentum going without winning. If you look at these last two games, from the bye week to the Cleveland game, they took a step forward. From the Cleveland game to the Giants game, they took a step forward. As long as they take another step forward this week, I don't think the final score is the indication of what the successful trip is.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, but it's just so much better in the city when we win games.
Well, sure. I can see the headline now. Elliot Shore Parks, game against Cincinnati, an acceptable loss.
Schedule loss.
It's not a scheduled loss. Tampa was a scheduled loss.
On Doc Rivers night? Mm. No, man, we can't have that.
That is a good point.
Yeah,
we can't have it on Doc Rivers night.
I think there's a world where, look, this team doesn't have to be playing their best football until playoff time. Obviously, the wins matter because you need to get good playoff seeding. You need to make sure you're not on the road all three games. But right now, all they have to do is keep improving. This team was so bad for a year. They didn't win back-to-back games for almost a year. They didn't win a game by double digits for like a year and a half or whatever it was. If they can go to Cincinnati and Jalen takes care of the ball, the defense makes enough good plays, but you know what? Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow makes more. I think that's a fine outcome for this team.
All right, you led us right down to the last one we have for you, Elliot, which is about the Sixers. You mentioned seeding and playoff time. Elliot, what's your take right now as the Sixers get ready to tip off a season? And obviously the story is the whole Joel Embiid thing. Where do you come down on what the messaging is and what you think might be going on?
Yeah, the messaging was not great, but I think we're all spending too much time talking about the messaging. Was it smart to announce it the day before? No, but this is a fan base in Philadelphia that's already frustrated with the team. The real story here to me is Joel Embiid is clearly on his last legs. Can he be great this year in the 45 games he plays? Yes. Can he be great in the playoffs and maybe they'll win a title? Yes, because I do think they have one of the best rosters in the NBA. But next year, a year and a half from now, like I have no idea what Joel is going to be. So the fact that he couldn't be ready to play in the opener, I don't think it means he's lazy. I don't think it means he didn't work hard. I don't think it means the Sixers are being deceptive. What I think it means is their best player that they just gave $200 million to has bad legs. And this is going to be the story of his career from here on out. And I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like, hey, look over here, right? Because this is you yell about this while we kind of cover this up over here.
But I am excited for Maxey. I'll say that. I mean, Maxey, I think, look, tonight's a good test for him. Can they go out? Can he get other players involved? Can he keep them close with the Bucks? But it is just disappointing that for a franchise that I feel sometimes I'm on an island with defending, that in an offseason where they did have a good offseason, they did improve the roster, that they're probably going to get smoked in the home opener with Joel and Paul George on the sideline. That is obviously a disappointing outcome.
It is. Elliot, we appreciate the time and enjoy the game Sunday, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.